This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, hour number two is upon us, and that means it's time for the lovely Stacey Dash to join us in the ladies' lounge. The name of the book, There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative. The teen actress, the author, joins us next here on Radio Night Live. So glad to have you along with us, everyone. Kevin McCullough, my name. It is hour number two. We are enjoying a great evening. Good conversation. You want to join us online, facebook.com/KMC01. You can go Facebook Live with us there. But if you're watching on Biz Television, we thank you for being there. If you're on some of the 300 radio stations across the country, we appreciate you being there as well. All right, my email address and all of my social media available at TheBingeThinker.com. That's the website, TheBingeThinker.com. And I'm honored to have my next guest as we open up the Ladies Lounge tonight because she is a well-known actress. She played the character of Dion in Clueless, and in my household, my lovely bride had a girl crush on her years ago, said she's one of her heroes. She's one of these people that has lived a really rough life, and she came out of it and decided that she was going to be something different. So it's with great affection we welcome to the Radio Night Live couch, the Ladies Lounge segment, Stacey Dash. Stacey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. First book?
Yes,
and
first book.
Was writing a book something you ever dreamed of doing?
Yeah, I did. I did dream of doing it. I did dream of telling my story, telling the truth, because I felt misunderstood. I really feel that people think I'm Dion from Clueless. I grew up in Beverly Hills, you know, a rich girl.
An iconic role, for sure.
Very iconic, and I love it and very proud of it. But it is far from my life, my real life as a child.
Which is what the book is all about.
Yeah.
The book is called There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative, and co-written with Nancy French.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a little bit about the motivation for telling your story. Mm-hmm. Why now, and why as in-depth and as in-detailed as you got? Because you're very revealing in this book.
I felt it was very important for me to write this book, and especially important for me to be transparent, because I want people to understand that when I say things, I'm saying it from a place of experience, not a place of judgment. And especially right now in this climate that we're in, which is so awful. You know, we are fighting something that is a war against, it's a supernatural war.
Mm.
It is not a war of flesh and blood. It is a war against good and evil.
Yeah.
And I felt it was important that my story be transparent so people could see that I made it, that I was confronted with evils. I was born into a life I did not choose, but there were evils that existed that I had to fight. I had to fight to get out, and I chose to fight instead of being a victim.
For my listeners that are in New York City, this place holds some meaning to you and
yes,
for
it
you.
Does.
Let's go back to little Stacy growing up. What was your life like as a young girl?
Little Stacy growing up grew up in the South Bronx, around the Grand Concourse, to two drug addicted parents. They were very young. They were 18. So I have to, you know, give them that. It was very difficult for them, I would imagine.
Sure.
But they did have me, and they did give me away. And they gave me away to a family that did not keep me safe.
Mm.
And it was a very scary, lonely time. And there are a few circumstances where I remember very distinctly God talking to me.
Mm. How old? What was your first one?
I was about 2 and a half. And I really, I remember like it was yesterday.
So you were placed as an infant?
Yeah.
Still
I,
very small.
I was very small, yeah. I was about one. And I was with them till I was about 4 and a half, 5.
Where did that family live?
In the Bronx.
Okay.
But they lived in more of a projects area.
Okay.
My parents lived in more of a walk-up area. I mean, I don't know if people know the Bronx, but
that's okay. But
yeah.
So they were. So your biological parents were young and just had no monetary resources. Is that why they
gave
you up?
They had no monetary resources, and they were drug addicts. That was more important to them, and which is an illness, you know. So they had to deal with that, and I guess they felt that was more important than I was, and they put me with people I'm sure they thought would keep me safe, but these people did not keep me safe.
Which family do you think of as your family when you when you identify your family as you're talking about them?
I actually don't think of any of those people as my family.
Okay.
I don't really have a family right now. My family now are my children.
Yeah.
Austin and Lola. That's my family.
Okay, I can get that. We're talking with Stacey Dash, and the book is There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative. It's an awesome book. You need to get a copy. In fact, I was sneaking. Don't tell my bosses today, but we had staff meeting, and I knew you were coming in, and so I'm sitting there like going through the chapters quick because I wanted to get a hold of it a little bit earlier. But and there's a big fan in my household of one Stacey Dash. I am also a fan, but there's a huge fan in our household that is my bride. So you're gonna have to make my book addressed to her when you sign it.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about your awareness after you were placed and the life you led living in those projects, and walk us through the next stage of life. What was like the what was life going to school, coming home? What was your day-to-day routine like?
Well, you know, I would go to school, and when I lived with them, I would go to school, preschool, and my first encounter, I believe, with God was when I saw a boy dead. He was stuffed under a car.
Oh.
And his eyes were wide open, and I can still remember his face perfectly clearly today, and I can still remember the look in his eyes. And
had he been shot?
I don't know how he was killed.
I just knew deceased.
He was dead.
Okay.
And the look in his eyes was a look of such peace, and it was so contrary to what I was experiencing, and I just thought, it took all the fear I ever had of death or anything like that away.
Wow.
I just thought, wow, that's what death is. It's peace.
Was it something that looked attractive to you? I mean, given what you were experiencing?
Yeah, it did. It looked attractive. It looked like he was someplace better. He looked peaceful. You know, he looked like
How'd you process that? Did you have anybody to ask about it?
No.
Did you talk to anybody about it?
No.
So what did God tell you?
They tried to pretend like, you know, I didn't see it. And I know what I saw. And I know he was dead. And no one would talk to me about it. There was no one to talk to about it. And I just assessed it myself. That was a boy who'd been killed and left for enough for trash. And but someone had taken him because the look in his eyes was one of peace. And so I knew that there must have been someone looking out for him and for me.
So that was your first
on that day, I really, I'm telling you the truth. On that day, I became fearless.
How was that? How was that exemplified at that age? How did you become fearless at?
I didn't fear what was going on in the house, and I guess to some degree that was bad because they had told me not to go into the son's room.
Okay.
You know, they had told me never go be alone with him.
How many people lived in the home that you were in?
There were 6 of us, I believe. Yeah.
Including you. So
yes,
there were,
including me.
3 other children?
Yeah.
And a boy and 2 girls, or 2 boys and a girl?
2 boys and a girl.
And they warned you to stay away from the son.
And they warned me to stay away
from the son's parents warned you to stay away from the son.
The son's parents.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah. But, you know, you're a little girl. You don't know that's a bad sign.
Were you younger than his sisters?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were teenagers.
Okay.
They were teenagers. And he offered me candy, and I went in to get the candy, and I came out having been, you
abused.
Abused.
How old were you at that time?
4.
Okay. And you remembered that?
I remember it, yeah.
Okay.
Very clearly.
Was that a sign of things to come?
Yeah, it was.
For how long?
A long time.
Years?
Years.
Decades?
Decades.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you remove yourself from that family?
My parents took me back when I was about 4 and a half, almost
okay.
5, and my brother was born.
But you had contact with that family on an ongoing basis?
Yeah.
So the son still had access to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did.
What was life like when you went back to mom and dad?
Wasn't any good. Was no better. I mean, they were very violent, and they fought a lot. Mm. And, you know, my dad was a heroin addict. My mother was a cocaine addict.
Why did they want you back if their lives hadn't changed?
I don't know. I guess to take care of my brother.
Okay. Let's talk about that more as we continue. Kevin McCullough, Stacey Dash is my guest, and her book is called There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative, and we're honored to have her in the Ladies' Lounge tonight on Radio Night Live. As you can tell, a pretty gripping story, and we will get into the nitty-gritty details of it as we continue through. Kevin McCullough, live from New York. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative, is the name of the book. And get it. It's a great read. Lots of interesting things that you'll find out about her. Fast forward a little bit. Where did your next encounter with something bigger than you or meaningful to you happen?
It'll seem trivial to some people, but to me it was huge. I was, my parents were having a party, and all my aunts and uncles were there and friends, and it was loud, and everybody was partying and doing drugs and getting high, and I was in the right in the next room watching TV, but I got bored. I was a little girl, you know, I was about 5 years old. And I stuck my finger. I don't know if you remember, it was a long time ago, when TVs had that, you know, the screen with inside of,
yes,
of a box.
Yes.
And there was a little space between,
uh-huh,
the two. I stuck my finger in there, and I couldn't get it out. And, I mean, I literally could not get it,
yeah,
out. And I stood there for about an hour trying to pull my finger out.
Did you ask for
finally,
help?
Finally, I said, no, I didn't ask for help because I wasn't one to do that. I was one to take care of myself. But I realized, okay, I can't get my finger out.
Yeah.
So I started screaming, Mommy, Daddy, help, help, you know, help. And no one came. And I screamed for about a half an hour. And then I just stopped.
The party was just too loud. They were just too busy.
Yeah, and they were just too busy. And they weren't paying attention. And then the party just, the party went on. And then I just stopped. I stopped screaming. And I just heard God say, pull your finger out. It's just you and me, kid. Pull your finger out. And I said, a little freaked out. I was like, you know what? And he said, pull your finger out. And I did. And I ripped the skin off my finger and pulled it out. And I just went into the other room with my finger like this.
Bloody.
Blood coming
skinless
down my hand,
yeah,
skinless. And I just stood there and walked around the room and didn't say a word. And then everybody's like, oh, my God, what happened? What happened? And I didn't say anything. I just thought, I was just thinking, I don't want to be like any single one of you. And someone get me a Band-Aid.
Did the Band-Aid come?
The Band-Aid came. And then so did also my relationship with God.
Okay. Describe how that happened.
I just realized that God was the only thing I had.
Okay.
He was the only thing that would take care of me.
How does a young girl, 5, bleeding, skin, naked, bony finger, bleeding in the middle of the living room of a loud, drug-induced party by her parents, end up landing the role in Clueless? Because that seems like another world away. I mean, it's... And you had to go through some degree of self-discovery knowing that you were good at acting and other things. So begin that journey for me.
Well, I knew that's what I wanted to be. In third grade, I played Bambi's mother.
And in the school play?
In the school play.
You were Bambi's mom.
I was Bambi's mom, and I died. And it
Could
was
you
so
cry on command?
Okay, I cried, and I died, and it was wonderful. Because what happened was I was transcended to another world. And I thought, this is it. This is it. This is how I get out.
Okay.
Because I can become someone else. I don't have to be Stacy.
Escaping what you had,
yeah,
was very attractive.
Right.
Yeah.
I could be someone else. This is what I want to do. And so from that moment on, that was my dream. And that's what I prayed for.
Okay.
And I prayed for it every night.
Did your family go to church?
No.
Was there any? Okay, so
my grandmother did. My nana did. My nana.
Did she take you?
Yes.
Okay.
My nana took me to church every Sunday.
So that's where you learned about God,
yeah,
and praying,
yeah,
and a personal relationship.
Catholic. Yeah,
okay.
I'm Catholic.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yes.
There Goes My Social Life is the name of the book. From Clueless to Conservative, Stacey Dash is, of course, the story that is told and also the author of the book. When you, how did you end up on the West Coast? How'd you move west?
Well, I ran away from home when I was 17. I was a ballerina. I'd become a ballerina because I was pursuing this career that
right.
I wanted. You know, my mother was not having anything to do with the acting, but I started dancing.
Why did she object? Was there some? What was the objection?
She just didn't want me to do it.
Okay.
She just said no. And I started doing ballet.
But dance was okay.
She said that was okay.
Okay.
I did it with my girlfriend, and I went to ballet, and I became very good very quickly. And by the time I was 16, I was auditioning for ballet companies. And when I turned 15 and a half, we moved to New York. And when I turned 16, I auditioned for the Dance Theater of Harlem.
Okay.
And I got accepted. And, it was a really hard thing. I don't know if you, I mean, I'm sure people have, there are ballerinas who know what I'm talking about. It's a very scary process. I mean, you're dancing with hundreds of girls and you've got a number on, and if they point at you, you're done. You're out.
And you so desperately wanted to that be your and, out for where you were living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved dancing. It was a release.
When you got
free.
The word that you had been accepted, what did
well,
you do?
Well, I was the last one of the last 50.
Okay.
So I knew I was in. And they said, you can come to the school, which meant I would be taught. You know, of course, I was not a prima ballerina yet, but
yeah.
I would go to the school. I went home, told my mother, and she didn't know I had auditioned. I didn't tell her because I just didn't. I knew she would tell me, what? No, don't do that. But I thought that if I got accepted, she would
be proud of me. Yeah.
But she said, no, you're not doing that. We lived in New Jersey. And she said, I'm not going to the city every day. And I said, it's fine. I'll take the bus. I'll take the train. I'll do whatever I have to do. I'll go myself. We don't have to pay. I have a scholarship. No, you can't go. And it was that day that I was like, okay, you know what? Nothing I do is ever going to be good enough.
Yeah.
I was a straight-A student. I was a ballerina. I wasn't sexually active. I didn't have boyfriends. I didn't do any of that. I didn't do drugs. I didn't do anything bad, you know, as a teenager. And I just thought, forget it. You know,
and you didn't do any of that stuff in light of the fact that your family were all doing it around you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's really amazing, actually.
It disgusted me, kind of. But then after that, I was like, you know what? Forget it. I guess I'm just going to be just like you. And on my 16th birthday, my mother gave me my first line of cocaine. And I liked it.
Mm.
And that was it. I became very involved with drugs. I shaved my head. It was the 80s. I shaved my head.
Did that have no negative repercussion with the dance company?
I couldn't go to the dance company.
Okay, so you observed that.
I quit dancing.
Oh, you quit dancing.
I quit dancing altogether.
Okay.
I just quit. And shaved my head, did drugs, and hung out in the village every day. I stopped going to school. I stopped getting, I mean, I still got good grades because I was smart.
Right.
But I just didn't care about school.
So how did, it seems like a step forward and a couple steps back.
Right. So then I hung out with the bad crowd, hung out. But I got to see people like Andy Warhol and Basquiat. And I went to the Danceteria and Area. And these were all very hot places to go in the 80s.
Sure.
And I was a part of all that. So
yeah.
I got to see all that.
Well, we'll continue that discussion, Stacey Dash. Thank you. Thank you for telling us your story. It's an amazing one. There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative, The Trials, The Tribulations, The Life of Stacey Dash. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And we continue with Ms. Dash next, as the Ladies Lounge has an extended edition tonight on Radio Night Live, live from New York. I'm Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, boys, boys.
Well, for those of you that are joining us, not only on Biz TV and on great radio stations coast to coast, but also on our Facebook Live page, we're so glad that you're there tonight. And all of you are enjoying great conversation with Stacey Dash, the book, There Goes My Social Life. So honored to be able to have her in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and it's a really cool conversation. But again, you want to get a copy of the book because it's actually very revealing. I don't read a lot of the books, but I read a good chunk of this one before we scheduled Stacey to be with us. Stacey, I got my next question centers around your actual acting. When did the acting career of Stacey Dash begin?
And then I decided when I was 18 to do some commercials to make money because I had to make money. I had been living
in New York's
godfather.
The place to do it.
Yeah. So I did some commercials, and the director said, "Did you have an agent?" And I said, "No." Theatrical. And I said, "No." He said, "Here, go to this agent, audition," which I did. I did a monologue. He signed me on the spot. He sent me on my first audition, which was for The Cosby Show, and I booked it. I got it.
Now, wait, which character were you on Cosby?
I played Denise's friend, Michelle, and I was the one who I thought I was... They didn't quite say it, but I thought I was pregnant. Is really
oh,
what.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
remember
yeah,
this
I
one?
Do,
yeah,
I
was the bad girl.
Well, I was, you know, we were both children at the time. You were acting, but I was watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I do remember that
Yeah,
role.
And so I went to Dr. Huxtable, and I met Bill Cosby, who was absolutely wonderful to me.
Yeah.
He was wonderful.
No, no commentary on the current issues that he's struggling with, but to you he was a good experience.
Yes, he was a very wonderful man.
Yeah.
He was a mentor.
So that had to open up a ton of doors.
It did.
Yeah.
And then I got my next job and my next job, and then I got my next job. But then I when I was 18, I fell in love with a bad guy. You know, I just fell in love with the wrong guy and ended up spending 5 years of my life with him.
And... So you were a working actress. You mm-hmm. Did you find that invigorating? The and I know that long term gigs are much better. So if you have a series that lasts for 20 years, that's like the dream.
Yeah.
But there's a certain pace to constantly going and doing the next thing as well. Did that?
Oh, yeah.
Revive you?
Oh, yeah, it did. It made me feel really good.
Used the word fearless earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Did this continue to feed that a little bit?
Yeah, it did.
Every time you knock a goal down, say, see, I showed you.
Yeah,
Were you fighting a lot of your life, or were you fighting demons a lot of your life? Did you feel like, you know, everybody that ever ignored me, didn't pay attention to me, abused me, hurt me, you know, I'm showing you. Like, I get this job, I show you again.
To a point, yeah, but I think I'm still fighting those demons.
Yeah,
it's an ongoing battle.
I think we all do on some level.
Yeah,
and some of us more than others. But you grew up in very tough circumstances, and that's kind of the theme of parts of your book, that these tough circumstances prepared you for the life that you would eventually find when you decided to express yourself politically. And we're going to get to that part of the conversation in just a second. We're speaking with Stacey Dash. The book is There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative. The foreword is penned by some other guy in talk radio. It's Sean Hannity. I'm kidding. Stacey Dash, the co-host of Outnumbered frequently and a contributor at Fox News Channel, and somebody that I've actually run into the hallways a couple of times and have always been so delighted. Let's talk a little bit about your getting the Clueless gig, because that's one of the landmarks, I guess you would say. That changed everything in some ways. What was the best joy of doing that movie for you personally?
Every day.
The routine of having that family around?
The routine of having that family around and that camaraderie and just those wonderful lines to say and having this great captain of the ship that, you know, knew how to steer it and knew how to translate her vision so clearly that it was just so easy to do.
And that's not something that is that we just wake up experiencing on a day-to-day basis. Stacey Dash is our guest. It is Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, and the book is There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative. We continue this extended edition of the Ladies Lounge with Stacey Dash. Glad you're with us. Don't go away. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough, online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Rick Warren calls captain of a must-see.
Police looking for Brian Nichols.
You scream again, and I'll have to kill you.
It's an amazing true story of the power of purpose.
God, please help me.
And the courage of compassion.
What is that?
The book, The Purpose-Driven Life.
Read it to me.
God expects you to make the most of what you have been given.
Captive is the movie of the year.
Stand down!
Can you forgive me?
I don't know. Maybe God can.
Captive. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday. For group sales and Night of Purpose tickets, go to CaptiveTheMovie.com.
You made the powerful, faith-filled War Room the number one movie in America.
This is my favorite place in this house. I call it my War Room.
Now you can own War Room on Blu-ray and DVD just in time for Christmas. Give someone you love the gift of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, T.C. Stallings, Beth Moore, and Karen Abercrombie as Miss Clara.
Raise them up, Lord!
raise a mother.
War Room, now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Rated
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Live from New York, it is Saturday night, and Radio Night Live is on the air, coast to coast, 44 million households across the country in television land, and in radio, some 300-plus stations, including great new markets like Omaha, Nebraska, Little Rock, Arkansas, Orlando, Florida. We've got new stations getting ready to sign on in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and Mobile, Alabama, and other places, and just excited to be able to spend Saturday night with you. My guest this hour is Stacey Dash. You know her from maybe the Fox television show called Outnumbered. You may know her from her movie called Clueless. And there was, Stacey, if my memory serves me correctly, there was also a television show that went by the same name, and it was a sequel to the film. And I know you guys have gotten together some. Do you stay in contact with the cast, maybe even Alicia and some of the others?
Not with Alicia, but with some people I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there was the short-lived TV series that came later,
yeah,
too. Yeah.
Right.
And some of the same cast.
She was not
part of that.
Right.
Yeah. What was the biggest challenge of the Clueless era for Stacey Dash?
I guess it was playing a teenager and then knowing that when I went home, I had a baby or a toddler to take care of.
A son
to take care of, you know.
That had to be a little bit of a disconnect.
It was mentally, it was weird, but I did it.
Yeah.
You know.
What's the nicest thing somebody's ever said to you about Clueless?
They've said so many nice things, but I think the nicest thing was Amy, what she said when she was looking for the person to play Dion.
Okay.
She said she was looking for someone to walk in that exuded royalty. And that is a compliment that I will never, ever let go of.
And she's saying you fulfilled that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very nice thing. That's a very nice thing to say. No wonder. If you had to do the early part of Stacey's life over again, what would you have changed?
I would have changed my parents being drug addicts.
Yeah. There's so much social data, and I talk about it on my show all the time, about the impact that parents have on kids. I have three that are under six in our house now.
Wow.
My bride has made
God
the decision.
God bless your wife.
She's made the decision conscientiously to stay home and to be there for them as they come home from school and cook for them. And we, you know, on Saturday mornings, Daddy lets Mommy sleep and I make pancakes and we sit around the table and we joke. And our youngest just turned one, my only daughter. And, Stacey, I'm scared to death of this culture and society. Now that I have a daughter, especially. Boys, I think I can deal with on a different level because I'm supposed to get them toughened to go out there and kind of deal with all the crud that comes their way. But with daughters, there's a different element in my heart that awakened when she came into our life. So I see, and even the little bit of water that comes to your eyes when you talk about this part of your life, where there's this element of what would my life have been like if I had had two parents that were lovingly committed to each other and lovingly committed to me and had been there for me and had given me advice and all these other things. And I guess part of it is God doesn't always give us everything that we think that we want, but he always gives us what we need. Yeah. And that's what your story says.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe God made it that way because he has a plan for me. And, you know, I don't believe anything is happenstance. I know God does everything for a reason. And rejection is God's protection. And he built me this way.
Why do you say that? Rejection is God's protection?
Because
it sounds like it's come off your lips a few times.
Yeah, because I've been rejected quite a bit. And I have to believe that that's what God wanted.
But it saved you from things.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the relational part of your life. Because you spend a lot of time in the book detailing some of your relationships. You mentioned that you started a 5-year relationship with the guy around the time that Clueless started. What did you not know about relationships at that time?
I didn't know what it was to be in love. I didn't know what love meant.
Mm.
You know, I didn't know what commitment meant. How could I? I'd never seen it.
Had emotions become so kind of mushed down in your own life that you didn't really give heed to them? Like
no.
They didn't pay any.
I did. I mean, I'm very emotional. I give heed to my emotions. I allow my emotions, which is not always a good thing. I'm also half Mexican, so, you know, I can be very temperamental. But I'm trying my best to work on that.
I won't tell Donald Trump if he won't. We'll keep it between us. So there's a lot of passion in your heart then. So you give your love to people.
Yes.
Easily, not in a sexual way, but
right.
you want to love.
I want
people.
To love.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that love is the only way. It is the answer. And just because things don't work out, I'm not going to stop loving.
Did God use relationships in your life to bring you back to Him?
Yes.
How?
Absolutely.
Tell the story.
He broke me. He broke me. My heart was broken. I had my heart broken, and I've never felt such... I don't even think as a child had I felt such brokenness. I think because I'd gotten to feel the joy of love and experience the feeling of love and how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it got taken away, I was just thrust into... It was like someone threw me into space without... a tether. I was just floating through space, not knowing where to go.
So these men were places where that tether could latch onto for a period of time,
yeah.
And you feel safe for a while.
Yeah, and then
until
when they let me go, I'm
relationally it would,
loose.
Yeah.
I'm in space again, and that's...
You write about the guy named Kevin, no relationship, on the set of the TV show.
Yeah.
And you say that for a while, you knew that he loved you,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't know how to love him.
Yeah.
And that if it had happened a different time, maybe it would have ended up differently. But,
yeah.
like, he really was sacrificial towards you and your son.
Yes.
Because you had your son at that point.
Yes.
Expound on that. Talk about what did he do that demonstrated that kind of unconditional love?
He did anything that I needed, anything that I wanted. He put up with my temperament. He put up with everything. He accepted my child as his own.
Hmm.
You know, he loved my son as much as if it was his own son. He loved me. He moved, you know, heaven and earth for us to be together, you know, and he married me. We got married in the Catholic Church. You know, and that meant a lot to me.
Mm.
And I wish I would have honored it.
Well, it's one of those things, Stacey, when you begin to see some of those, I don't know, those little mercies in life that God kind of gives us, that you kind of begin to grow. And that's what I sense you've done in your book. We haven't even begun to scratch the surface of what we could talk about tonight. But friend, if you're listening, there goes my social life, Stacey Dash, from clueless to conservative. Our final few minutes with the former Clueless star, and now the co-host of Outnumbered on some days when she's in the New York area, Fox News contributor as well, Stacey Dash, a few more minutes with her. Now, if you want to be in touch with us, thebingethinker.com, you can email me. You've got all my social media there. You can join those things as well.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fully cooked bacon.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, there's just some nights when I do this show that you just blink and it's over. And tonight with our great conversation with Stacey Dash, it's kind of been that way for me. What a joy and a delight to have Stacey with us. The book, There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative, Stacey Dash, the author, and it documents her trials and travails. And we're gonna post on the Facebook page a longer version of some of the discussion that we have, because we just can't fit it all into tonight's broadcast. So go to facebook.com/KMC01. If that's too hard to remember, then get over to thebingethinker.com. Stacey Dash, what's next for you?
Brought me because of my politics. But
I've dealt with a lot of actors that are on that side of, you know, there's faith-based media has had a huge comeback, and you know, The God's Not Dead and some of these other films have come out. Are you excited about the proactive, positive, conservative, even Christian film industry and how it's revived in the last few years?
Yes, absolutely. But I would challenge Republicans who are in Hollywood to get a backbone, stand up for what you believe in. We don't even know what the ratio is to liberal and Republicans, because Republicans won't speak out. We could outnumber them.
Hmm.
We don't even know. And I would also challenge the Republicans to put their money where their mouth is.
Hmm.
Put their money in Hollywood, because Hollywood dictates the culture of the country. If we want the country back, that's the first place to start.
Right. Tip of the spear. In the book, you make mention that as it relates to your personal life, that you are not going to have sex again outside of marriage.
No.
Why did you come to that decision?
Because I realized that it was just hurting me. It was taking away my soul. Not only that, it was taking away my faith.
Mm.
You know, I was not honoring God. I was not honoring what I'd promised God, you know, and that is to love Him and to be fearful of Him and to respect Him. And that's not respectful.
Mm.
You know, I'm not respecting God, and yet I want so much from Him. So then I've got to do things for Him. I've got to praise Him and glorify Him.
Do your kids understand that commitment that you made? And have you talked about it with them?
Yes.
And what do they say?
They appreciate it, and they thank me for it. You know, my son is pro-life, and that makes me so proud, because, you know, he's a 25-year-old. He can think for himself.
Is he getting involved in public policy and,
no,
and
no.
activism in any way?
Not no? at all. But
he just holds a pro-life belief.
Yeah, he has a very strong pro-life belief. He broke up with a girlfriend because of it. And my daughter is 12. And if I want to teach her no premarital sex, then I have to.
Yeah.
I have to do it.
Well, because they catch more than they learn.
That's right.
It's caught it more than taught it all the time. Stacey Dash, thank you so much for telling your story. And
thanks
for... last question. When people think of Stacey Dash after Stacey Dash is no longer, what do you want them to say about you?
She was brave and faithful.
Very... very well said. Stacey Dash, thanks for being here. The book is There Goes My Social Life. That's it for us. I'm Kevin McCullough. What a great Saturday night. Thanks for being here for Radio Night Live. We'll be back next week. Join me online at TheBingeThinker.com. Till then.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.